The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What is energy healing? People who have found holistic healing techniques have added to the balance in their lives. Now, you can find balance in your life, too. Welcome to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Holistic healing is an integral part of life energy. Each program explores in detail a different part of the healing process with supplemental guidance from your host and other guests. Now, here is Tracy Makarenko.
Good morning. This is your host, Tracy Makarenko. It's nice to be back. I had a bit longer Christmas break than I had expected. I missed the opportunity to air this show, Free Healing of the Heart, in December because of my own healing transformation. Then two repeat shows ran, one on Christmas Day, one on New Year's Day. And then last week's show with Charles Virtue was pre-recorded on December 12th, so 12-12-12, which is kind of exciting. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that show, I invite you to do so. You can find it in my Voice America archives. We talked about the changing energies taking place right now, that masculine energy, which is now transforming into the feminine, which is a much lighter, softer energy. So I attended a four-day workshop in early December where we released the emotional attachments to our viscera. Releasing emotions from the organs is pretty deep work. My intention, as always, was to let go of whatever I no longer needed. And, well, 6 days later, I lay in bed in a fetal position, my entire abdominal area racked in pain. 4 days later, I still found myself in the same position. My mind was blank. I couldn't pass the time reading or watching a movie. I couldn't even sit up for that matter. My pain and exhaustion was so great. I knew it was an emotional healing brought on by the workshop, but by day four, a part of my mind had me convinced that I must be dying from some terrible disease. So off to urgent care I went. They ran all the tests and apparently I was fine. Well, that was good news. Each day, each and every day we live, we potentially add disease to our body. Hopefully we are on a path of reversing the damage we have caused over our years. But truly, we don't really know what's going on in our body. So I do believe in medical health care to track our progress. Knowing I was in good health did ease my mind. Since I was now out of bed, I took myself to my acupuncturist, then off to my visceral manipulation therapist. By the next day, I felt about 60% better. The intense pain had left me. Everything was now just very, very achy. Those 4 days in bed did make me ponder that without my health, I really had nothing. And many of you who have probably been at the point where you've been sick or having problems with your health have come to the same conclusion. That's why many of us have embarked on this holistic healing journey, because we want to be healthy. What it also did was make me question what was really important to me. It truly will take me a bit more time to completely figure that out, but my family, friends, and my work are at the top of that list. How that needs to be balanced definitely needs a closer look. I have been pushing myself very hard this year, doing the radio show. I've added more client appointments. I've written a manuscript that will be published here in the next couple months. I started working on another manuscript. But when I stopped to reflect back on my life, I realized I have been pushing myself hard for my entire life. The emotional release from my abdominal area, which included my gallbladder, small intestines, large intestines, stomach, and left kidney, at least those were the only organs that caught my attention, had been contracted for a long time because of my intense concentration on getting projects done. I think I was flowing with the energy, but there was another part of me that wasn't connected to that energy, that felt like I needed to push myself. I will be taking calls shortly around working on the heart, which was also involved in my healing transformation. The number to call in today is 1-866-472-5795. When I was 8, I witnessed a life-changing event, and I believe it was the beginning of the tension that had built in my gut and now was releasing. It was winter carnival at my elementary school, and we had spent the morning outside making snow sculptures. It was now noon, and I was at home eating my grilled cheese sandwich. The back door leading off from the kitchen rattled, and my mother yelled from downstairs where she was doing laundry for me to check to see who was at the door. Before I had the opportunity to move more than a couple feet, the door opened and my father came through. I stayed glued to my spot. Looking back, I now know he was in shock. His eyes were glazed over and he seemed incoherent. He had been in a mining explosion. The man next to him killed instantly. My father's face was ripped to shreds. There was blood splattered everywhere. I had forgotten the entire event until a few years ago. As I wrote my book, Moving from the Outside In, which will be published in a few months, the words channeled through me as I read them on the computer screen in front of me. I sat there crying as my fingers continued to type. There was much trauma that entered my body that day when I was 8 years old. Some of it I will save for another program. I don't believe my healing is complete. Much damage was done to my heart on so many levels that day, consciously and unconsciously, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. To what degree, I am still not fully aware. I hope I can help at least 4 of you today with the healing of your heart. Your trauma may or may not be as devastating as mine was, but we are not here to compare. Excuse me. We're not here to compare. No matter what is going on with your heart, I encourage you to call in today at 1-866-472-5795. Like me, you might not even know anything is going on with your heart. And if you remember back to the eyes and ears program, even the general healing program, there was things that came up from the caller's past that they didn't think was connected to what was going on within their ears or their eyes or within their body. So, I would love to help 4 or 5 of you, so please call in at 1-866-472-5795. I will work the organ, getting the blood flow to increase. Sometimes the other organs or the diaphragm can be a bit of a problem, causing undue pressure around the heart. I could list more issues, but the list would be long. Our entire body is connected tissue, so any and all of the body could be involved. I did work on my own heart yesterday, just to see what that would be like. I can't say I've done a whole lot of long-distance healing treatments on the heart. And it was fascinating. I had my hand on the lower part of the heart and the upper part of the heart. The lower is more of the muscle. The upper part is more of houses the arteries and the veins. The bottom was very solid, almost hard like a rock, where the top definitely had more buoyant. And I mean, at this point, I'm assuming it was because the blood was flowing there. But once I have my hands on a few more hearts, you know, things will definitely show up differently. But as it started unwinding and releasing, I started getting pain in my upper thoracic part of my back. And if you remember back to the heart chakra show that I did, the heart includes T3, 4, and 5. So after I reflected and realized that, it made a lot of sense to me. And I continued unwinding, and I could feel some pressure releasing in my chest where the arteries and veins exit and come up and go down. And then the strangest thing happened. There was pain, a crazy amount of pain, in my neck, in my jaw, and my teeth. And so I continued working with my heart, unwinding the tension, releasing the tension in my neck and my jaw, allowing everything to let go. And I was taken back to a relationship where I was very much in love, but I didn't feel like I had much of a voice. So I held my tongue a lot in that relationship. And so the tension I was feeling in my neck and my jaw and my tongue and my teeth all had to do with this old relationship. And as I recalled this relationship and allowed the anger and frustration to go out of my mouth, I could feel my heart unwinding even that much more. It was a bit surprising to me initially, but when you think about it, there is so much of a connection between our heart and what we have to say. And I've spoken about this on many accounts where we need to speak from our heart. And when we get that confused and we speak from our mouth, we can cause, as I just mentioned, a lot of problems. So I'm going to go to the phones now. I have Carl on the line. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okey-doke, I guess. No, you know, I'm actually calling about this heart issue, and I feel like I'm currently going through a divorce, and you know, reassessing what's happened with relationships past, and we seem to be doing some repeating. And one of my struggles is the sense of feeling love, but not being able to express that.
Okay. So I'm connecting into your heart right now. You have a lot of love. Is it that you don't feel love from other people?
Um, No, I think my challenge is just being able to really
express it,
give it to them.
Okay.
Let it outside of myself.
So that could be why your heart feels so huge, is because it's full of love, but you haven't been able to tap into that to express it. Your heart is very full. I don't feel a lot of, so far I don't feel a lot of tension, but I feel a lot of buoyancy to it right now. So what stops you from expressing yourself?
Honestly, I think much of it is fear of that rejection, or fear of I don't know. It's odd. It just reminds me of when I was 10 years old. There was an old lady who we were friends with, and as she left the house, I shouted out, "I love you," and I felt completely embarrassed and almost as though I had betrayed my parents in some way by expressing love to somebody outside of the family.
Yeah. Did she reply to you when you told her you loved her?
She waved at me.
And how did that make you feel?
Honestly, I was so wrapped up in my shame and embarrassment at that moment. I was looking at my mom. I saw her wave, and I was like, holy crap, I've given away something that I shouldn't have.
So your mother was with you?
Yeah.
Okay. And did she say anything to you or look at you strangely?
No.
No.
No. No, she, I don't know if she even really remarked on it at all.
No, because if you think about being a mother and having your child express love to someone, would you be upset?
I would hope not. I mean, if I were a mother, I'm a father.
Father, yeah.
I'm happy when my daughters tell people they love them, and they regularly do. They're very giving with their love.
So this is something you took on that you didn't really need to take on?
I guess, yeah. The giving of love is, in a sense, a betrayal of the family. I don't know. It's odd.
Well, I mean, for some people, it's hard to even say I love you to the family. So, I mean, if you've done that much, kudos to you. That's great.
Well, what's transpired over the years is that I can say it easily, and I say it readily. But the physicalization, both sexually and non-sexually, is a challenge.
Okay, so when you're just saying these words now, your heart went into what we call in the cranial sacral world a still point. And so it's like everything goes still because something that has been said is really, really important. And the body wants to release that on another level. I don't know, are you feeling anything in your body right now, Carl?
I feel a little shaky.
Yeah.
A little shaky.
Is that shaky kind of like an anxiety or?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's what this part is just tapped into, is the anxiety that you felt probably when you were 10. Could be from, a lot of these things are set up in even past lives, and that's why they're so readily available to us when we trigger it in this lifetime, because we've been there before. There's a release happening in the bottom portion of the heart, on the back side of the heart, but on the bottom. And for me, it feels like a numbing. So that's the way I feel it. I express it that it's like, well, it is. It's like numbing coming out of the system. It's an awakening happening within the heart, and allowing that to let go of some of those emotions. Is your body temperature changing at all?
I don't notice it.
Okay. Just, I'm getting really warm right now. That's why I thought I'd ask. And sometimes that happens when the blood flow actually increases. You feel like you're warmer. So, Carl, will you stay on the line? We just have to go to a quick break, and
sure,
we can continue this.
Thank
All right.
You.
So, yeah, thanks. So, again, you can call in for heart healing treatment today at 1-866-472-5795.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines? Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to HealingPossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guests, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at HealingPossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today I am working on the heart chakra, and I have Carl on the line with me.
Hello.
So, hi, Carl. So we were just talking a little bit. I was asking you if you feel things in your body, feel the energetic releases happening.
I do. You know, right now my heart is, it actually feels a little small, and it feels like it's levitating a bit.
Okay. So that's interesting. So what happened during break is Carl's heart started, it continued releasing, and it started almost, I don't know how to explain it, but top and bottom started rotating, kind of like taking a lid off a pickle jar and putting it back on, back and forth like that. Very slowly, though. Your heart has gotten definitely a bit smaller. And I'm starting to, which is very, very cool, on the bottom where that release took place, I'm starting to feel like a pulse, like a heartbeat. So, anything coming up for you emotionally, Carl?
I'm feeling, I'm starting to feel a little disjointed, a little loose. Sort of, I don't know, I guess it would be described like a little bit of free fall emotionally. So a little fear, perhaps.
Okay.
In that.
About where you're going?
Yeah. What happens next?
Okay. So have you shifted out of the anxiety that you were feeling before? Or it's just different?
I think it's different.
Okay. So how long have you been separated?
4 months.
4 months, so pretty fresh still.
Mm-hmm.
And is this divorce something that you're ready for, something you wanted?
No, not at all.
That makes it a little bit tougher, definitely.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My husband and I were separated for 18 months, and not by my choice by any means. I had worked on my stuff while we were in the relationship. So, anger? Are you having some anger?
I do. I do have some anger around it.
Okay. So when you mention that, I can feel the blood. I don't know how to explain it. It didn't stop coming out of the veins and the arteries, didn't stop flowing, but it's definitely taking my attention to that area. So if you think about when we get angry, what happens to our blood? You know, they depict it with steam coming out of the ears, people turning red.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't always get rid of our anger. Time typically is needed for that to happen. But I think working with these blood vessels and or veins and arteries will definitely kind of take a little bit of the edge off of that for you. Oh, wow. There was a huge release there. Did you feel anything happening in your body?
Yes, I would call it sadness, but, yeah,
okay.
Something that.
And are you able to let that sadness go?
I don't know right now.
Could you let 20% of it go? We're all here supporting you to let 20% of it go if you're ready.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. And if you feel like letting a little bit more of it go, you can. Because I know once you let something go, sometimes it just feels really nice to get rid of it. And there we go, another softening. Your heart is getting... It doesn't sound right when you say your heart's getting smaller, but your heart is coming down to where it's more manageable for you to deal with the emotions that are in it. I think before it was just too much, almost like I like comparing our emotions to a glass overflowing with water. when that glass is overflowing, our emotions come out of us without even thinking. You know, that's when we lose our temper, whatever we do. But when that glass is half full because we've done work and we've released all the stuff in our body, we have a little bit of room to allow emotions to happen within our body without them coming out of our body. So your heart kind of feels like that, that it's come down to, you know, half full, so it's more manageable. Is that?
Mm-hmm. No, I feel that.
Okay. Okay, so anything else you want to add, Carl?
How can I keep that movement going? That release. What's the?
Well, usually what happens after treatment is you're going to have things that come up that are going to test you to move forward or stay stuck. So we all have choice, and all the old stuff has been cleared out. So now it's your decision when the stuff comes up, whether you move forward and share your emotions with others or not. And that might, you know, bring up a little bit of fear, but when you start getting into the habit of that, just like any other habit, it just becomes simpler and simpler to do. I was brought up in a household where you didn't share your emotions, and if you did, you shared negative ones because you didn't want anyone to think that you love them too much, because then, I don't know, it was all very messed up anyways. So over time, it took a lot for me in my relationships to figure out how to, I guess, love somebody and not worry about them hurting me. Because that's the main thing. We don't want to share too much of our love because then they'll know they have power over us.
Right.
But it does so much damage to us to behave that way.
That's good. That's good. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Carl. And, you know, give me an email over the next week or so. Tell me how you're doing, or if you have anything that comes up. I'm at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at healingpossibilities.com.
Perfect.
Thanks for calling today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. So I'm going to go to the phones. I have Sandy on the line. Good morning, Sandy.
Hi there. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Well, I'm not really sure. I just had an urge to give you a call. It just, I'd done a very good Reiki adjustment a while back, which helped greatly, but it feels like there's still a lot of deep-seated things that have not been let go. And I just thought, well, maybe you could look into that and see what I need help getting, releasing.
So was the Reiki treatment specifically on your heart, or they just did a full, like a
full
body?
It was a full body. At the time, it was a lower back injury, and that it helped so much. But there were other areas in my body that when he went over different areas, I mean, I could feel the heat, and he knew right away where the problem areas were, and as soon as he said it, I could feel the heat coming through his hands, and he definitely pinpointed some places in my body that I didn't realize had so much accumulation in.
Yeah. Oh, that's the great thing about this work, is we can find stuff you had no idea even existed.
I know. And then it comes out later on. It's like, oh, yeah, there was this injury or some emotion pops up. And, you know, like you were telling him, you know, when after that, oh, my gosh, it was like a very turmoil week in emotions. And mm-hmm. I just kept having to remember, okay, all that stuff got stirred up and it's releasing and, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff is just passing out of your body is really what it's doing. And when it does that, you actually have to look at some of it. You don't have to react to it. You can make a choice not to react. But it definitely will show its nose to you. So I've tapped onto your heart and or tapped into your heart. And is your heart closed off? Do you feel closed off?
Yeah, I probably did close off after probably the last couple of relationships.
Okay.
Probably kind of well guarded everything after that.
So, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
The relationship ended and not my choice, so, but I thought I was over that.
Well, and, you know, to get over stuff, you have to go through it emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. So we have multiple levels we have to release on. And you have to remember, my hands are on your heart right now. So things are going to come up.
I have some rose quartz sitting on me, too, to help out.
Okay, good. So we don't want to stop this stream of release happening. So your heart was broken?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it feels very much like it's hidden away right now, not ready for a relationship.
I'm trying to move forward in that direction. I'm trying to be more open to, you know, the right thing coming back into my life, because I'm ready to move on. So I've been really trying to do release work and, you know, letting go but I haven't really worked on much of the opening up part, more of the releasing part.
Well, just as you speak right now, I can start feeling your heart expand. So you are doing exactly what you need to do. But everything doesn't happen overnight. It's definitely a process. Are you sensitive to your body? Do you feel anything going on right now?
Yeah, when you started saying that, I could feel like a little tingling, you know, kind of towards my feet and then more in the heart area, chest area.
Yeah, there's, again, you know, the numbing type of feeling that I feel. So it's like an awakening, your heart as it expands, it's starting to awake, and my guess is the circulation is increasing on a physical level. Some of the stuff you've shoved away, I think, that old relationship or multiple relationships, you tried to just move past them instead of move kind of through them and allow those emotions to really change your thoughts into what you really want in a relationship.
Yeah, that's true. Instead of, looking at it, well, what aspects didn't work out for me, I just thought, well, I guess it just didn't work out for him and moved on, I thought.
Well, and it's a learning experience for all of us, whether, you know, we're the ones who do the dumping or we are dumped. Eventually, you realize you got out of that relationship and you're lucky you did. I mean, sometimes hindsight takes quite a few years to get there, but everything happens for a reason. So what did you like from your past relationships? What would you be looking for?
Oh, I've never had such a nice, sweet person, you know, be spiritually open like I was and, you know, introduce me to such, you know, I was already on the spiritual path, but my marriage that I divorced about 6 years ago, that was a completely opposite relationship. I, you know, had to, it was mentally and emotionally abusive. So this was like
a breath of fresh air. So that was great because it's a good stepping stone for you to get an idea of what you really want.
Yeah. And that was one thing that I really picked out of that, that like, okay, I did learn that, you know, that was something I needed at the time. And, you know, and I got what I needed, just not, you know, it was harder to take that, you know, have someone else tell you, okay, you're done with me, I'm done with you. And
yeah.
You know, I was like, wait, no, I'm not done with you.
Yeah. Those are the hardest relationships to get over. Because you always think that they're the ones that would have worked out if only someone else had done more work. But the truth is, it's like just ripping that Band-Aid off a little bit faster. They wouldn't have worked out. Something else would have come up and it would have been an issue.
Yeah. I later on I could see that there was a pattern that it wouldn't have kept going. So, you know, so it was definitely a good thing that, you know, it ended. But I really do want to move on and open up to what's next.
No, that's great.
But so I think there should be some healing, which right now this feels very, very healing.
And it's nice. We're kind of stuck in that still point place that I mentioned earlier with Carl, where, you know, certain things you're saying is influencing the heart and the healing properties of the heart. Sandy, could you stay on the line with me? We're just going to go to a short break, and then we'll come back with you after.
Sure.
Great. Thank you. Okay. So again, the number to call is 1-866-472-5795 today. We'll be back after this short break.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines? Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to HealingPossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guests, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at HealingPossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today I am working the heart, the actual organ. But as you've heard, when you start working, organ to start dealing with some of the physical, emotional, mental dysfunctions is almost kind of a hard word to say today because it feels so much softer than really a dysfunction. I do have Sandy on the line today, and we were talking about relationships and her heart started opening up and releasing. But during the break, Sandy, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all.
Okay. We started talking, and Sandy had taken care of her grandfather-in-law, I guess it was.
Yes.
Until his passing. And that really, really has changed a lot of stuff in your heart right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was very, well, there's a lot of love sitting there. And a lot of pain.
Yeah. I was with him when he passed. But he got to die at home, so. But I took care of him. I was the, you know, the 24-hour nurse, pretty much, so.
You're so blessed to have been with him when he passed.
Oh, he was amazing. He was wonderful. And I, you know, watching someone pass slowly, it's such a fantastic life lesson. And when you're able to help someone pass with dignity and, you know, let them know that they're being taken care of by someone who cares about them and not stuck off into a retirement home or anything. I felt it was a blessing. I was really blessed to be able to be there for him.
So it feels to me that you packed away a little bit of that love afterwards.
Yeah.
Why?
You mean like letting go of my love, like closing up my love after he passed?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, when you finish a book and you put it aside and you just don't really pay attention to it afterwards. Did you feel like it was just an end of a chapter, or have you?
Maybe it was a lot of, you know, when he passed and, you know, I was exhausted, you know, as a caregiver by the mm-hmm. time he did pass.
Yeah.
And then we had to jump right into a probate thing with his other family that didn't even care about him at all. And, we hardly had a chance to really grieve over him before that process started.
Okay.
And that was really hurtful, seeing that, you know, his actual family that didn't care about him never even asked how he was or how he died or how he felt, or, you know, and I think it was really hard. You know, when he left me, you know, I know he moved on into the spirit, but I don't, maybe I did close up a little bit.
Well, and you had to jump from one emotion into the next emotion, it sounds like. So you didn't really, like you said, you didn't have time to grieve, and you haven't had time to, express how you felt about him after death.
And when I was talking about the relationship earlier, you know, I could feel somewhat in the heart, but talking about this, it's like, oh my gosh, that's more of a deeper wound.
Yeah.
I most definitely feel that is the deeper wound of, you know.
Yeah, the real connection. Yeah. And right now your heart feels like, for any of you who do energy work, if you've ever put your hands and held like the fireball in between your hands, this is what Sandy's heart feels like right now. It just feels like it's a fireball expanding, all that energy is releasing, and all the circulation is flowing, and it's feeling light. And what are you feeling in your body?
I feel it like going right out of my, down my arms, through my hands, down my legs, through my feet. I mean, it just feels lighter, like it's just rushing out in such a different way. I mean, I've always paid attention to the way the energy kind of feels. Not that I could always put a, you know, pinpoint it, but I can feel a big circulating release right now. Very big.
That is great. And I mean, the heart meridian, I know it comes up and then goes down the arm out the pinky finger, but it also goes into the head and it does go down into part of the abdomen, I think. But the energy you're feeling would be opening up that chakra, I would think, not just the heart itself, but feels like that whole area is just expanding on you.
I feel much lighter. I definitely do. My hands, I mean, it's a different type of numbness. It's like I don't know, it's just like all the tubes are just free-flowing right now.
Mm-hmm. Like things are waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how are your eyes? Do they feel more open? I'm curious.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I love this work.
I had my eyes have been acting really odd lately, but I just thought it was my age. That poor thing.
Yeah, we always throw age in there when we don't have answers. So the eyes are the heart chakra of the face. They're connected. So there should be changes that happen in the eyes when you're doing heart work. People who have really closed up eyes, you know, well, and I got little eyes to start with, so I don't know. I probably still need heart work done for sure, but you will notice a change when all that stuff is taking place in the body.
Okay. It's strange to say, but they feel the circulation is freer through the eyes, which, you know, you wouldn't think that eyes have circulation, but I could feel it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Huge amount of circulation. We get dry eyes, we get watery eyes, we get plugged eyes. It's all very important. So emotionally, how are you feeling now?
I feel like I let go of this great big old hot air balloon, and it's just gone way, 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 way far away. And I'm kind of still attached to it, but it's lifted off all kinds of stuff, and it just feels like it's just lifted and going the right direction.
I'm so happy for you, Sandy. Thank you for calling today.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your work, and thanks for taking the time and the energy on me. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. And, you know, if you don't mind, I'd love to hear from you in a week or so and see how things are going.
Okay, I will. And I'll keep track and see what kind of emotions bubble to the surface and keep a close eye on all that, too, and let
Great.
It all out.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So again, thank you, Carl and Sandy, for calling in today. And everyone else who's tuning in and listening to these as archives. Much is changing in our world. Our consciousness is rising. And this information is valuable to everyone. This new feminine energy really is moving us to connect more with our hearts. We are now more than ever learning to speak from our heart. Oh, and just a reminder, everyone, please drink water over the next day or so, just to release any toxins that may have arose today, whether you were getting worked on or listening. Next week, I have Jason Lincoln Jeffers joining me to discuss his book, The Next Human. It is a fascinating book, so please join me next week, January 22nd, to hear what he has to say. Just a reminder that I also offer one-on-one long-distance healing treatments. All that information can be found on my website. If you have any problems navigating my website or have any questions, you can contact me at tracy@healingpossibilities.com, T-R-A-C-Y. And today, just by the way, is my 26th episode, so I've been on the air 6 months. It's hard to believe. And part of my life purpose is sharing information, so I'm pretty excited to be able to do this through such a wonderful forum. When I started this program, the best way to introduce my work was through 7 episodes where I discussed the chakra system in great detail. I really wanted to share as much information as possible in the best way so you could connect it back to your everyday life. I included some of my life experiences, breathing exercises, and guided meditations. I discussed the organs involved along with the corresponding Chinese meridians. All this information came directly from my 2-day workshop I developed called Learn the Basics. But there really is nothing basic about this information. If this is of interest to you, all 7 hours of audio healing are now available on my website. Just look under products. For those of you who have listened and gained a lot of good information from those episodes, I am looking for testimonials, and you can contact me with those lovely testimonials at my website or my email. You will also find a variety of workshops, products, and services at healingpossibilities.com and the opportunity to join my biweekly newsletter. You can connect with me through Twitter and Facebook. And at the beginning of every month, you can find a new angel card reading posted on YouTube. They're always a lot of fun. This one for this month, of course, will work throughout the whole year. If you subscribe, you will be instantly notified when the next one comes available. Thanks again for joining me today. Knowledge is healing, and that process of enlightenment continues daily for each of us. With awareness, our path will be revealed. Sending you love and light, and may your journey be full of grace and ease.
Thank you again for listening this week. Please be sure to join Tracy Makarenko for Healing Possibilities every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a balanced week, and we'll talk again on the next show.